Blog Talk Radio.
All yours.
Good evening. Welcome to the first live presentation of CEO 2024, sponsored by the Mancini Network. Peg, I think you're here with me.
Yep, I'm here with you. How's everything going?
All righty. I'm doing great. Welcome to 2024. Can't be any worse than 2023.
Did you get a big storm up there in Indiana?
It's coming to Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Talking single digit and minus temperatures along with rain and snow. So it'll be interesting. You know, I was talking to Stacy about this today. People think the Great Lakes state, they don't think of Indiana. We're a Great Lakes state. It's like these people whining and bitching because it's cold and there's snow. I'm like, it's a Great Lakes state, idiot. What did you expect?
I'm from Minnesota. It doesn't get much colder than
that. Yeah, you know all about it.
Yeah, I do. Whenever there's a big storm, we'd head out in the storm to find out what was going on. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I worked outside for 32 years, so hey, the weather's not a big deal to me.
Right, right.
Although, I think it's a concession to age, since I am, we'll be 70 in a couple of years. I don't go out and play in it much anymore. I try not to go anywhere unless I have to. You know, and even when I was the popo, I never cared how cold it got as long as it was dry. If it was 10 below, I did not care less driving on ice and wet streets. So anything new going on in your state? Peggy, did I lose you? Well, loyal listeners, it sounds like we just lost Peg. So unfortunately for you, I've got to come up with something to talk about. And since I've been a Green Bay Packer fan since 1960, I am going to throw that out there. I have to say, I start of the year, Mr. Mancini told me Packers may have the worst league in the team. I told him, no, we'll dig 7 wins out. Well, we dug 9 out. I'll be happy. And still not as sold on Love as everyone else. I think he had a good second half of the season. And hopefully we will have another Hall of Famer. Part of the reason that he did well in his rookie year starting, they let him ride the pines for a while. I think too often quarterbacks now are just thrown in immediately and expected to win, even when they're drafted by crapola teams. Kind of like my second favorite team, the Jets. Would you like to be, here's the good news is, the third overall pick. The bad news is, you're going to the Jets. What can I say? Since I live in Speedway, Indiana, the home of the Indianapolis 500, my third favorite team is the Colts. However, I still refer to them as Baltimore Colts to give you an idea how I feel about that. And Johnny U was better than Peyton Manning. That stirs up a lot of controversy here. Since the show is me, let's talk about food. I tried new things this week. I always try to eat something horrible just for the show. My eating project for this week, I have to admit, I kind of liked it. I took a loaf of French bread, grocery. Cut it in the middle, in half, lengthwise. Coated it in butter with some garlic. Get it in the oven and broiled it. Got a nice crispy top on it. And some of my previous things I always talk about eating is I have to admit I like Chef Boyardee. Eat Chef Boyardee products straight from the can cold. Always enjoyed them that way. This one I actually heated. So I took my freshly made garlic bread, took a can of Chef Boyardee beefaroni, sorry, and trying to get the girl Peg hooked up here. I'd be Ferroni, put half of it on each slice of that garlic bread. It gets better. From Meyer Mexican cheese, and covered the Ferroni with it. Wait, there's more. I like things hot, spicy, so I sliced a jalapeno, put that on top, covered it with Italian seasonings, put it back in the oven, cooked it for about 10 minutes, get everything nice and gooey, pulled it out, let it set for a couple minutes, is not to burn the roof of my mouth off when I, being a heathen, Eastern European and all, I didn't use fork and knife. I just picked them up and ate them. They're kind of like beefaroni French bread pizzas, I guess you would call it. I call my creation beefaroni garlic bread. So, that was my sacrifice for the show. It wasn't much of a sacrifice because I actually really liked it. I'll probably eat it again. Well, because of some health concerns, I have artificial knees, artificial hips, and another implant. And unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to get one of my hips done again, so I haven't been going to the gym regular. When I don't go to the gym, I overeat. I will admit it. I used to be built really well 6 months ago. I let myself slide. So now I've gone back to, started on day after Christmas for me. I'm Eastern Orthodox, Serb Orthodox. So Christmas was January 7th. So January 8th, I started eating right again. I do this thing called Fat Kid Saturday. I really watch what I eat. Not eat too much saturated fats, etc. And then on Saturdays, it's all hands on deck. I eat anything I want, any quantity I want. This worked for me for a long time. You know, Peg's seen some pictures of me at the gym, etc. Pretty good shape for an old man. But at the current moment, I got a little bit of belly on me I got to get rid of. I hope our listeners are make a decision, take better care of themselves. I really shouldn't have done it for 6 months. I there's no excuse for it. It was slovenly of me. Kind of making excuses. There's no reason for me not to go to the gym. I could have done other things without a hip. I do go back for imaging tomorrow and see the surgeon again Tuesday. So hopefully they can get me all fixed up. Hope everyone enjoyed the holidays. I really appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. I know it's been a rough road for us the last couple of weeks. We've had a lot of loose balls and loose ends to juggle. I was dealing with death of a parent, and I know John has health issues, and Peg's had some problems, and Ray's had some issues. Hopefully we'll get the whole gang back next week, and you guys won't have to be bored listening to me drone on. There's no one at the board right now, so I can't speak to any of the callers. So I'm going to throw some food and sports is a good combo for me. We have a really nice ballpark here in Indianapolis for a minor league team. It's getting a little bit of age on it, but still great. They are constantly trying to upgrade the concessions. Actually getting some bougie type stuff in there. I am more of a purist on baseball. I'll go to other games. I don't mind eating bougie things, but there's just something about natural grass, baseball stadium, afternoon game, eating a hot dog, popcorn. You know, to me, that's baseball fare. And I look at some of these prices for concessions at major league stadiums, and I'm like, good Lord. You know, if my kids were, I had to pay for them now, instead of being in their 40s and 30s, I couldn't do it. I mean, there's just no way I could afford to take a family with four kids and a spouse to a baseball game, any professional sport, and feed them. Kind of sad. Well, let's talk NFL for just a moment. I'm looking forward to the Packers playing Coach McCarthy down in Dallas. I don't care much for Jerry Jones, but I did like Mike McCarthy. I know he struggles sometimes with clock management. It was an issue in Green Bay, and it's still been an issue in Dallas. He's really good with quarterbacks. I think Dak always has, he mentioned the MVP conversation. He owes a lot of that to Mike McCarthy. Plus, Mike McCarthy's a stand-up guy. If something goes wrong and he's the problem, he'll admit it. I think he was underrated in Green Bay because he did have A-Rod. And kept Jerry at bay for a few seasons now. And I hate to say this, if the Packers do lose, I hope Cowboys win the Super Bowl for Mike. I think he may be a Hall of Fame candidate if he wins the Super Bowl. Looks like he's got the defense to do it this year and some good receivers. And Dak doesn't choke. I think they'll handle Green Bay pretty well. I don't think Green Bay's defense can play like it did in Chicago or play like it did against Chicago again. I think we could be in a world of hurt. I don't think we can score 30-plus on Dallas, but hopefully I'm wrong. And, they told Mr. Mancini prior to going live, Dallas should smoke them, but that's why we play the game. Ask the Baltimore Colts versus the Jets in Super Bowl III. Everyone made fun of the AFL. Didn't think they had professional-level players, but Bill Willie and the Jets showed them, and the Chiefs did the very next year. I was for the Jets in that game. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm a Jets fan after the Packers is because I thought Joe Namath was just fantastic. We didn't get a chance back in those days, middle 60s, to watch college football like we do now. I did live in the South and had a bunch of relatives that lived in the South and one that played for Bear Bryant. So, I followed Alabama football as best I could. And Bill Willie was just college then. And a lot of people don't realize about Namath. He was one of the fastest guys on the team and an excellent runner. Kept having knee injuries and tore up, I think it was his hamstring, water skiing. He was never the same. But I remember my uncles going off and losing their minds because he signed a $400,000 contract. I don't know. $400,000, I don't know what that translates to in today's dollars, but we've got guys, I think, that are playing now, these so-called elite quarterbacks. They're probably making that a game. It's pretty crazy, and now we're up to 17 games. I hope that players don't bodies up too much. I mean, played football. Well, I was 38. I was really undersized to be a lineman. Most I ever weighed was 277. I was a center. I should have been playing guard. I played center most of my career. Occasionally would pass rush on third and long. I was fast for a fat guy. I've got already, and we've got to get a shoulder done, and I'm probably going to end up getting my hip redone, but people will say, man, I wish you what you hadn't played so much, blah 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 blah, look them dead in the eye, and in all seriousness tell them, had a league for 65 and older, I'd sign up tomorrow. Folks playing football. But unfortunately, with today's rules, I don't think I could play. Still played in the chop block, scramble block era, where we could get into people's legs. I have really long arms. I'm a little, just a tad over 6'1". I wear a 36 sleeve minimum, but I only wear a 31 inseam. So got long arms, short legs, built like a gorilla. Chest, big thighs. not really conducive for playing O-line these current rules. Matter of fact, when the what I call the holding rules came into effect, they decided, that's why I was telling you I weighed 277, they decided they wanted to try me as a pass-blocking tackle. Well, that was a disaster. I mean, a literal disaster. I earned the nickname the Octopus because I was holding them with, like, seemed like eight arms. I was never happier than when they moved me back inside. Plus, I was a really good center. I could shotgun snap between the quarterback's legs to the fullback, which was pretty cool talent. We ran a draw play out of that a couple times. I wish I could talk to some of my callers, but that's not going to happen, guys. Those of you who have stuck with me, you have no idea how appreciative I am, and I'm sure Mr. Mancini is also. Just have faith with us that we will be back next week, have our show where it's supposed to be, just like the good old days of irreverence and a nice banner between John and the rest of the gang and I. I was kind of hoping Ray would be in here because I wanted to talk Jets. See what he thinks they can get out of Zach Wilson. I think they really wanted to trade him. They probably shouldn't have played him as much. He was really exposed, just like he was last year. I don't think he makes very good decisions. Kid was drafted number two. I don't know. No O-line. I mean, they better get some linemen if they expect 40-year-old Rodgers to last next year, because he's not going to last under this current line. If they can get any offense and can control the ball to keep their defense off the field, they may get a shot at guys, I have to ask you, give me a second here. I've got to communicate something to this Sarasota siren, Peggy. No, dead air is a killer. But it's hitting the head too many times. I can't type and talk at the same time. Callers can have my full attention. One of my greatest joys in life is I went to chef school way back in 1975. I always enjoyed cooking. I make pastries, et cetera, from scratch. I love to make breads. Tonight, I'm kind of hungry tonight, so I saved up a bunch of my calories for some breaded tenderloins I made. Get them a little extra crispy with some Parmesan. They're delicious. I really like to eat. Oh, somebody there? You're a dog.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Ray?
Peg?
It's Peg, yeah.
Oh. Oh, it's your boy Eli. Am I glad to hear you? I was thinking, girl.
Oh, you're... I know. I've been sitting here trying to get in. I accidentally pushed the wrong button, I think, or something. I don't know.
I tell you, can't good help.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Hey, did you hear me talking about my, you know, I always try to eat something horrible for the show each week. Did you hear me discussing my beefaroni pizza?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Heck, I'm telling you, it's pretty good.
I'm not a big fan of Chef Boyardee, but I remember when I was a kid I was, but I haven't had it for a long time.
Most normal people aren't, but I think you remember in the past you talked, I love to eat those, I like to eat the raviolis out of a can cold. But this beefaroni French bread garlic pizza is pretty good. I'm going to eat this again someday.
Huh.
Maybe this weekend. I would almost put that on, like, maybe I should go to the state fair with them, or start small, go to the county fair with them, see how they do.
There you go.
But, you know, you can charge exorbitant prices because it's fair food. I'd probably make some money on that. I go to Dollar Tree and load up on the beefaronis.
That'd be great. It would probably be like a nostalgia thing. You know, people would remember beefaroni from the good old days.
Well, plus, you know, I am in Indiana, which, you know, we're kind of hillbilly. There's northern hillbillies. And if northern hillbillies see beefaroni, like you said, they'd be like, oh, yeah.
That sounds like not exactly my favorite food, but it probably is good mixed together, you know. I was talking to a friend today about Spam, because her mom loves Spam, and I was telling her about John using Spam as a giveaway for his games back in the day when he owned a team, and we thought that was probably a pretty good idea. I guess you know, a lot of people are still eating Spam and canned ham.
I went to the grocery today, and there was a can of Spam on the top shelf of my Stacy built this really cool thing. She remodeled my house when I got married. She said it looked like a dungeon inside. And, like, my dining room had probably at least a 30-piece King Kong figure collection in there. And there was a Frankenstein room. Give you an idea of what my house looked like. Universal Monster room. But she remodeled, did everything real nice. You know, when you get married, you got to give up your toys sometimes. But I didn't have a whole lot of she filled in the pantry, closed it off in the kitchen, and opened up the one of the bedrooms, make it bigger. So I'm like, oh, you know, where are we going to pull this canned stuff? Well, that girl can build anything, and she's really good with, like, she can use miter saws or these three-dimensional saws. She's crazy good. So she built this system. It looks like 2x4s on their side lined up beside the end cabinet next to the wall in the kitchen. But when you pull them out, it's got the 2x4 wide shelves in there, like 8 of them, all the way to the ceiling, with canned goods in them.
You are one lucky guy to find a girl like her.
And they're completely hidden. That's the crazy thing.
I did have to learn to
slow down, yanking them out of there with glass things on, you know, glass jars on them. But they did yank them a little too fast. I get impatient. Yeah, that's one of the coolest things she ever did.
She is great. I hope I get to meet her someday. She seems to be really talented.
Yeah.
By the way, we have 143 listeners. And Joey from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, says, it's nice to hear a live show. Let's talk Eagles Super Bowl Shuffle. You may be able to address that better than me. Eagles Super Bowl Shuffle.
I hate to disappoint the caller. I don't think they're in the running right now. Especially the last quarter and probably last third of the season, they looked in total disarray. And I have to say, I'm pulling for the Cowboys because of Coach McCarthy, because I loathe the Jerry Jones. But
I heard today on TV that the temperatures they expect to be like below zero or -2, or really cold for the playoffs. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
I suppose because the storms now.
Well, as long as you're the southern half of the state, you'll be fine. Like, I'll read you our temperatures Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday, Peg. 4, 5, 2, 3.
Oh, boy.
How long have you lived in Florida?
I've lived here since 1989, so I'm practically a cracker.
Okay.
I've lived here a long time.
Haven't had to deal with that for a while.
No, a friend of mine posted some pictures on the beach this morning real early. She went for a walk, and our beaches are just as white as snow. And honestly, her pictures look like snow, and then the sky is kind of grayish, like snow weather. And it kind of made me nostalgic to see that. But I don't really miss
I like it on. I like snow on Christmas.
Yeah, I like it as long as you don't get stuck in it. That's the bad deal.
Yeah.
Do you ever get snowed in?
Unfortunately, not with my job. I had to go to work no matter what.
Mm.
I have to say, those Ford Interceptors was the first all-wheel drive police car I ever had. It's basically an all-wheel drive Explorer. This has a sedan body on it. That thing would go anywhere. Go places my four-wheel drive truck wouldn't even think about going.
Wow.
I love driving that thing. So, I used to
I remember days when... used to what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I used to freak... that's all right. I used to freak my deceased ex out because she didn't know how to drive in snow. And I'd always, you know, lived in West Virginia. We had a little bit of snow. And then here we've always had snow. I would fishtail car and make it make 90-degree turns that way, left or right. She'd always scream, even though I always did it perfectly.
It always takes me like one visit up there, and I'd love the snow for like about 3 days, and then I'd get stuck in it and be trying to push my car out, and it was not that much fun, so I didn't miss it that much. But I remember having blizzards where the drifts were as high as the streetlights. And barely being able to get out of my house because there was just a little cave kind of where the wind didn't hit the door. So when it was like that, sometimes we'd have a party and we'd make whatever happened to be on the shelf into soup. And just make a big pot of soup.
Heck,
and people would kind of come out in the cold. And that was kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. Last though we had here a few days ago, we kind of did that. We raided those, raided the fridge and raided those pull-out shelves that Stacy had. And she actually came up with a pretty good soup. She asked me to make it. Well, I ad-libbed a little bit, but it was really good.
By the way, now we have 173 listeners. Thanks, guys, for listening. Robin from Warren, Ohio says, Brown's going to win this weekend. How's John and the Taker these days? So I don't know what do you feel about the Browns?
I'm enjoying it. I mean, they've had a lot of injuries. Their quarterback situation was really sucky, but Flacco saved the day. You know, I sat there and I watched Flacco come and bail out the Browns, and I'm thinking, Jets, let this guy go. Of course, it is the Jets, so.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to see them do well. Like, I don't care really in the AFC who gets to the Super Bowl. I don't have anybody left over there, so why not? They get the Super Bowl probably before the Browns, unless they play Cowboys. You know, the Browns have never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, that would be nice if they did. That'd be good.
And Detroit's never won one either, so. Well, Detroit and Cleveland might be kind of cool from that perspective.
Right. By the way, Robin, we're missing John and Ray tonight, so we're sorry that they're not here, but hopefully next week everybody will be back on.
I think John's getting his zoning variance for the massage parlor he's going to open up.
He probably is. He probably is. You know, John.
If anybody has the
play.
Big one while they're, anybody has a heart attack while they're there, Ray can fix them up, ship them back home.
Yeah, that should be fun. Ray is a man of many talents too, just like you. I'm sorry.
For our listeners who don't know, going back to the NFL real quick, Ray is Captain Jet. Ever see a Captain Jet on a Jets game on TV? That's Ray the Undertaker.
And he's got his own like fan club, doesn't he, from Germany? That come up,
oh, yeah.
That came over, didn't he tell us that? Yeah, it's amazing.
I've known who Captain Jet is forever. Then when I found out it was Ray, I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, he's a character. I wonder what he's doing tonight. Maybe he's collaborating with John on the new massage parlor. I kind of doubt it, though. But could be.
I don't know. Could be.
Yeah, the new beaches here aren't too active. It's too cold for people to be out in the wind.
What kind of temperatures do you have?
Down to the lowest is probably down to the 40s, which is, you know, a heat wave to people there. But it's
heat wave
cold,
to me, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cold to be on the beach in a bikini in the 40-degree temperatures, but people
the way things are now, I think if I do go to the beach with you, Peggy, I'm going to wear a bikini.
See that? That would be great.
Well, as much weight as I've gained the last 6 months, I probably have to at least go to a right now I'd say I'm in a B cup. I may have to go to a C.
We always laugh because we can always spot people from other countries, like from Europe and from South America, because they all wear those little tiny Speedo suits. And some of them aren't really in shape to be wearing those suits either, but they're enjoying the sun when we have it.
I think my Speedo days are over.
Yeah, it's funny how the years catch up with you. I spent most of today at the hospital visiting a friend who's having her fourth hip replacement. Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm bitching over here about having the, you know, I may have to have mine done again. I see the surgeon Tuesday.
Well, she did really well.
Friend.
She's older than I am. She's 78. So she's
wow.
older.
Yeah, well, you're only 39.
Hip
so.
At about 50, so she, you know, she's been going through this for quite a while. But she did a great job. She had the surgery yesterday at 4, and at 4:30 today she was up and walking, which is kind of amazing. That's good news.
I want to get all my back and work in order. Like, say, my knees made me 20 years younger. Hip made me, I swear to goodness. Couldn't walk anymore on the hip, so I had to have them done. Then this one, the replaced right one, went bad. So probably made me 10 years older. Hey, there's days I just literally can't walk anymore. I just have to stop.
That's not good.
And, you know, my beautiful wife's younger, a lot younger than me, and I need to be mobile to get around with her, you know.
Yeah, it'd be hard to keep up with her if she can fix all those things and remodel everything. And she really must have a lot of talent and energy.
She's perfect for me. She's beautiful. She's redheaded. You know, I love reds. And tough as nails. One of the toughest women I've ever met in my life. The first 6 months we were dating, she owns a business where they put in these high-end electric shutters and electric light sensitive rollers and all this stuff, you know, high-end stuff. I mean, she did Matt Ryan's house, the old Colts quarterback when he was here. You know, some of these houses I've been in are $4 million homes, but anyway, so she's at one and she's doing the installation herself. She calls me and goes, hey, I need you to come and pick me up. I fell and hurt myself. I said, oh, what'd you do? Because, you know, scuff your knee, you know, something like that, sprain your wrist. She goes, I'm pretty sure I broke my arm. I said, okay.
Oh,
so I got to hold my supervisor and said, hey, can I take the rest of the day off? She's like, yeah, go. Take care of it. So I get there. I'm still in my police uniform. And I go in, and she's laying on the floor on her back, her blanket. And there's a ice and stuff on her left forearm. I'm thinking, sprained her wrist. So I said, do you mind if I look at it? She goes, no, go ahead. So I pull the ice pack and the cover off of it, and I can see that it's not straight, but you know, and it's discoloring already. I'm like, God, that's broke. Ooh. She goes, yeah, she goes, I fell down the stairs, blah, 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 blah. So I wrap her up, get her in the police car, take her to the hospital. I'm in the emergency room waiting on the doctor to come in. Doctor comes in, starts examining her. We're standing there with my arms crossed, and Stacy goes, sit down, stupid. The doctor looks at me because the doctor didn't know the doc, because I was in uniform, the doctor thought she was under arrest. So, during COVID, so they didn't have an anesthesiologist, so they couldn't do the surgery. So they put her in a splint and a cast, send her out, said, well, let me go by the house and we'll get all your stuff and get plans made to get your work van. You know, she's like, I'm going to finish. I'm like, what? She went back in there and finished that insulation on arm. This week, she's doing a no-no. She's a lot younger than me, but she's not like she's 35 or anything. She's stepping between ladders, which is a bad no-no, falls, catches herself on the ladder. It tore the hide off her shin from under her knee, almost tore her ankle. And, I mean, it's an inch wide, and it looked horrible. Because my shin, would be screaming like a little baby. She didn't wince. She bandaged it back up and went right back to work.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I wish she was around here. I'd love to have some stuff done. If she could teach me. I don't even know how to rewire a lamp.
I tell you, the work she did on my house, bought it only because I didn't want to rent another place. The owner was going to get rid of all the houses he was renting because I was going to rent here because my original plan was to move to Montana 18 to 24 months after I retired, but I didn't know Stacy then. And so I'm like, nobody's going to let me short notice rent a place, three old generic geriatric dogs. So I couldn't really afford the house. So I told him, I got a hold of the owner, and I said, hey, from you as is, at this price. And thought about it and said, okay, so I could actually afford the house. Well, with improvements Stacy's done to it, inside and out, you really think I'm going to make, I've only had the house 3 years, March or, no, 3 years April. I think I'm going to make about $100,000 in 3 years on it.
Oh, my gosh. Not only is she a wonderful worker, it's a good investment. That's so cool.
Yeah.
She's
wanting to move back. Most of her business is in the more affluent parts of central Indiana. So she wants to move back north. There's a suburb here called Carmel, probably the most affluent suburb in Indiana, town and city in Indiana. That's where her house is, which she rented because with her keen business sense, she's like, I can rent my house for two or three times what we could rent yours for. I was good with that. But she wants to move back up there, and I'm kind of like making a face, you know, I don't really want to move again. But she goes, we're going to build a five-car garage if we do. Jokingly, I said, you know, I've got my show car, the GTI. I said, jokingly, so if we do that, can you have me put it in? She goes, sure. Well, now, Peggy, I'm all excited about moving.
I'm just so excited about her. I can't believe she can do all that stuff. That's so cool.
She is a character, dude. I mean, she's a character. She put, when I was putting the floor in here, you know, I had tools to work on cars. I didn't have fancy saws and stuff. So she's like, I was making some pretty decent square cuts, but it was taking forever because I'd have to go out in the shed every couple of pieces. And she goes, I'm bringing a saw down. We're gonna speed this up. We'll be done in no time. So I'm thinking, yeah, she's going to bring this little cheap, you know, $200 saw in. Oh, my God. It's as big as a ceiling fan, and it cuts in the, like, 360 degrees, some big giant DeWalt thing. And she hops in there and just starts using it and sawing it. And the thing that she did that impressed me the most was when she had me change the bit on a router. She goes, I'll be out in a few minutes. You can even use a router.
Cool. Boy, she could
have, like, bougie stuff.
She could have her own show, her own TV show. With,
oh, yeah. You know,
like,
I thought about that. I have thought about that, at least a YouTube channel.
How did she learn to do all that stuff? Did she, is her father?
Necessity.
Really?
Necessity.
She just taught her? Amazing.
She, her previous husband, her were, didn't have any money getting out of college, blah, blah, blah. She just started teaching herself how to do things and not afraid to tackle anything.
Wow, I'm inspired. Maybe I can get
I'm always trying to reel her back in a little bit.
Wow. Well, I think
any
it's
woman
a good
that
idea
can
with a tool belt. That's a really good thing to look for.
Now, I can't. You've seen some of the models I paint. I'm a pretty good modeler.
I can't paint
in a house. I can't paint walls worth of crap, Peggy. She will not let me paint anymore. She goes, she's like, why do you have runs all over the walls? You can paint eyelashes on a model. I'm like, I don't know. So she does all the house stuff. Now, one thing I do want to do is, like, I do like to tear stuff up. Like, she watches all these Magnolia Network shows. I'm telling her, I said, well, I don't want to go in there and fix anything. I said, I want to get a sledgehammer and go in there and tear all that stuff up. Tearing things up, Peg.
Yeah, I've been tempted to do that. Like, I keep threatening that I need a chainsaw because we have these Australian pines that spread a lot. So I'm out there chopping them with my little lopper. And if I had a chainsaw, I could wipe those babies out, but nobody trusted me. I'm a bit of a bumbler. It probably wouldn't be very good.
And to be environmentally friendly, Peg, get you one of those electric ones or battery-operated ones so you don't have to burn fossil fuels and stuff. Everything up.
Yeah. There's some kind of real pleasure I get from just clearing off a space with my little hand loppers, but I'd love to be able to cut those back spread so much. By the way, we have 223 listeners, and Albert from Poway, California says, best women come from the West, blonde, blue-eyed. Sure, that means, Albert.
Well, I'm partial to bone white skin, red hair, and green eyes. That's my number one. But my number two is Sicilian women. Short, dark eyes. My current wife, that Stacy's bone white with red hair. My deceased ex was Sicilian. I would call her Italian, and she would correct me. I'm Sicilian. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
The people there are really beautiful, and they seem like they're in such good shape. As far as I could see, it's probably because they eat such healthy food. But there's some really nice looking Italians and people in Europe for sure.
You know. Italians or Europeans seem so, we're so much bigger than they are, and sometimes not in a good way.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I think our food is probably not nearly as healthy.
Yeah.
But
Serbians are generally, they're either first or second in the tallest nationality in the world. Unfortunately, I didn't get that height. I topped out at, when I went to play college football, I was 6'1 and 3/8, and I'm down right at 6'1 now, so I've lost half an inch of height already. But, I'm one of the runnier people in my family. My mom's uncles were 6'4, or brothers were 6'4, 6'4, and about 6'8. My dad's side of the family, they're all 2 or 3 inches taller than me. I'm the freak. I've got a nice olive complexion to me, but I've got light brown hair. Yeah, I've got straight light brown hair with blue eyes. I'm the only sibling like that. I used to always tell my mom, it's a good thing I look just like my dad or you'd be in trouble. Because my siblings are all dark complected with black hair and brown eyes.
Isn't that interesting how that comes about? I know I'm Norwegian, Scandinavian, and everybody thinks that Scandinavian people are all blonde and blue-eyed, but my dad had dark hair and brown eyes, and I used to be blonde a long time ago, but my hair is dark too. You wouldn't know, I guess, from looking at me that I was Swedish and Danish and Norwegian.
My mom is Viking, though.
There's some good-looking people.
Yeah.
And some.
My mom's half Irish, and the maternal side of her family of redheads. Redheaded women are hot, but I hope I don't pick any listeners off here because we need them all. I tell people all the time, name some hot redheaded men. I'll wait, but I won't need to wait long because they're earning.
The guy
not very many. So I'm always thankful. I bitch about my straight hair all the time, and the fact that it's a light brown instead of black or whatever. But I look at my cousin, male cousins, who did get the copper-colored Velcro hair. It's like, oh, my God, I'm so thankful I don't have that. I really got my grandfather, my maternal grandfather's hair. He was Native American, and my hair is as straight as a board, just like his was. And
wow. Mine's really, it's really naturally curly, but I straighten it because it gets so wild.
Really?
For the in Rosanna Dana, if I let it go completely wild.
Yeah, my siblings got that coarse curly hair from my dad's side, and that's the kind of hair I wanted. But, you know, to be 70 in a couple of years, I'm just happy I've still got a whole thick head of hair that's still all brown.
Yeah, you not like you're going to be 70. That's for sure.
I got a couple years, Peg. I got a couple years.
Yeah, you look great. I think, and I think it's really fun to see your Facebook pictures and stuff. You always use all the filters and the fancy stuff. It's really cool to see them.
Yeah, I got asked all the time at work if I dye my hair, and I would say, no, look, there's like 10 gray hairs in there. You know? my sister, she went silver-headed 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm older than her. I just never got it. My brother's Salt and Pepper, he's 10 years younger than I am.
Huh. So you don't color your ears at all. I figured because you've got kind of, it's brownish but reddish hair, right?
There's a lot of reds. If I go out in the sun a lot, it will get the kind of a little bit of copper hue to some of it. And but yeah, it's light brown, and it does get that glow when I'm out in the sun. It's really weird. If I step out in the sun, I swear to God, my hair looks 50% lighter just standing outside.
Wow. Yeah, the sun really does bleach your hair out. That's for sure. Back in the day, there used to be something called Sunny Side Up, which was girls
trying to bleach it. Did I lose you again, Peg? Sounds like I lost the siren of Sarasota again. Well, we're talking about sun and hair. Peggy made me think of this thing when I was a kid back in the 60s and 70s. We had a pool in our backyard in the 70s. These girls would come over with my girlfriends, and they would put like, I want to say it was like lemon juice or something in their hair to get blonde highlights. Hey, well, we got 267 listeners, and we are so thankful to have each and every one of you. That number 267 jumped out at me because, unfortunately, that's about what I weigh right now. So I've got to lose that 25 to 30 pounds so I can get back to my normal size. I had to dig a suit out the other day of the back of the closet that I don't normally wear because it was the only one that would fit right. Peg, are you back?
Hello?
You got you.
Back in the back.
flashbacks again. Thought I was back in high school raiding the shop classes. Well, Peg, come back, Peggy. All these men out here are waiting. Are you back? All our male listeners are waiting on the siren of Sarasota. So am I.
Hello?
Even though I guess it's redundant. There you go.
We're talking about
the hair. Yeah, you're back.
Oh, good, good. I don't know what happened there.
I think we were talking about aliens
for a few minutes.
Well, I sound like I was having an acid flashback from listening to Steppenwolf in the late 60s, early 70s again.
I remember Steppenwolf, one of my first concerts, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if this rings a bell. I was talking about, I don't know if you can hear me or not, in the early, mid-70s, before I moved out of my house, when I graduated with my parents, we had a pool in the backyard, and lady friends of my sister's and stepsister would come over, and my girlfriends, and we'd get around the pool. They would put, like, lemon juice in their hair, spray it in there with a spritzer bottle, trying to get blonde streaks in it.
I remember
and
that.
Did they use baby oil
into the suntan lotion?
I'd get ready to say baby oil with iodine all over themselves, and I'd go nuts because guess who had to clean the pool all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know you're not getting back in the pool till you shower, right?
Yeah, those were the days. No wonder our skin kind of got wrecked from all that stuff.
Well, you know, I loved being out in the sun because I never did burn, hardly ever, but I would turn red. I used to laugh and tell people that's Grandpa's fault. But I did have skin cancer, and I quit going outside for like 10 years. Skin cancer, God, it's been close to 30 years, not quite. I quit going outside for like 10 years. And then when I got the second cancer, I'm like, screw it. So now I go out in the sun now. I don't care. Stacy doesn't want me out in it all day. You know, she's like, yeah, you're dark complected, but let's not get skin cancer again. So I'm trying to behave. I told her I'd behave. I'll use a lot heavier sunblock on me now. I love
being out in the
sun. Good Lord.
We have 289 listeners and 5 minutes to go, Mark says. So...
Oh.
I sure miss John and Ray. I hope they're gonna be here next time.
I hope they get that massage parlor running so they can at least take an hour off to talk up.
I want to hear some stories. That guy who used to listen to us from, where was he, Pennsylvania or whatever, in the bathroom.
Bathroom guy, yeah.
The bathroom guy. I bet he misses them, too. A little bit more spice.
I bet he does, too. I bet his wife doesn't, though.
Probably not.
I really do want to say how sincerely thankful I am for each one of those 289 listeners. I know hadn't had very many live shows lately, and we had some little issues tonight, but please, please, please tune back in next week. We hope we'll be up to full force, and we're going to talk some more nasty food and hopefully a little bit of football.
Yeah, some interesting stuff for sure. I'll give you an update on Sarasota and the siren ship.
You bet.
Yep. Yep.
All
right. I really appreciate everybody for listening.
It is. I mean, I really, I'm going to open another email account, Peg, just for the show here. Next week I'm going to put it out there, and I'd like for some of our callers to contact me and ask me some questions. You can ask me anything. I won't care. You won't piss me off. I may not answer you, but you can ask me anything. If it's none of your business, I'll just say it's none of your business. I was a big city cop for 33 years, so you can't say anything that would offend me.
Bet you've got some stories to tell about that, too.
You know, Peg, everybody used to, before I retired last New Year's Eve a year ago, people say, oh, you're going to miss it, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Peggy, I have not missed it, literally, for 1 second.
Well, it sounds
like
you're
more than
like
I've
a
ever slept in my life.
You?
I was a hostage negotiator. I was an instructor, a whole bunch of stuff, evidence technician, but I never left the street. I had plenty of opportunities. I was a programmer before I was a policeman, so they always tried to get me to go into cybercrime when it first started. I never wanted to leave the street, though. I liked being on the street. I like interacting with people, talking to people, kind of like on this show tonight. That's why I want to do that email so I can interact with our listeners. And
I like that.
And maybe
idea
they can
too.
Send us. I really want maybe send us some recipes for me to try, because that is one of my jobs on this show, is to eat something horrible every week. I did have
some
salad dressing this week that was over 2 years expired, Peggy. I ate it.
And you survived, huh?
Here talking to you, girl.
Sent me all the recipes for these Jell-O shots, and I never did get a chance to try them, so I'll have to work on that, too.
Well, I tell you, when Stacy and I come to Florida, you better have us some Jell-O shots, girl.
I'll have to figure out how to make them. I haven't had Jell-O shots for a long time.
Stacy will help you. She has a shirt that says, "I'm not bossy, I'm just aggressively helpful."
Well, she's amazing. She truly is. I wish she was here.
She has to.
And she could teach me how to do some stuff.
Yeah, if she gets your house going for you.
Yeah, I've got a lot of repairs and stuff to do. I'm always kind of scared to tackle stuff because I guess I never learned how to use tools. But,
you know, the thing is, there's stuff, and I can work on cars. I enjoy working on cars, and I used to flip cars all the time. But, like, repairmen, with YouTube now, would you find a good YouTube channel? I fixed washers, dryers, air conditioners. I mean, stuff I would never touch 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. They can find almost anything, anything you can think up that's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I had to do a dryer this past couple weeks ago, and it was, like, amazing. I mean, totally dismantled it. I had it in, like, 20 pieces. But I'm really good at disassembling things and putting them back together. It's part of my mental illness, I believe. I have a good memory for that.
You saved a lot of money
important thing. Peg, I think we're out of time, sweetheart.
Okay. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Come in next week, and we'll have more stories to tell.
You betcha. Look forward to talking to each and every one of you next week. Thank you, Mr. Mancini, for letting us on, having this hour to discuss eating poorly and football. They always say, close each show, eat something horrible this week, and take care, folks. Take care of each other.
Sounds good.
See you, Peg. See you, Peg.